Chapter 4. I stared at him.
What do you mean? It isn't safe,
I asked, keeping my voice as low as his. But before he could answer me, we could hear footsteps in the passage, and the woman came in with a tray, and only two cups. I smiled and thanked her. This was my first clear look at her. She was nearly my height, and close to my age, with dark hair, now confined in a knot at the back of her head, and dark eyes. Her face was heart-shaped, and very pretty. I wondered if the danger the captain had mentioned had to do with gossip about an attractive widow and her brother-in-law. As if he'd suddenly remembered his manners, he said, belatedly,
I'm so sorry. It was the surprise of a visitor. Sister Crawford, this is my brother's widow, Rachel Williams. Rachel, I don't think any of us would have survived as long as we did without the sisters, and this one in particular. I've told you about her.
She acknowledged the introduction, then said, I'll just call your driver and take him into the kitchen so that you can talk. That's very kind of you, I said, smiling. On both counts, we won't be long. She nodded, but I'd seen the way she looked at Captain Williams, and I knew she was not happy to see me here. She was in love with him, and he had no idea. Patients fell in love with their nurses all the time, and out of love just as quickly when they were released from our care, either to return home or go back to their sector. It was a part of healing. It wasn't done to speak of their exploits, but flirting with the sisters made them feel like men again. We didn't encourage it, but we understood, and, as a rule, we took no umbrage from their teasing. But I'd see no indication whatsoever that the captain had imagined himself in love with me or any of the other sisters treating him. The loss of his leg and his worry for his men, not romance, had kept his mind occupied. Of course, Rachel wasn't to know that. A sister appearing at the edge of night was surely trouble. She closed the door when she left the room, and I heard her calling to my driver. He came in and followed her.